Last month, FAMU's Board of Trustees issued a vote of no confidence in Ammons's job performance. That vote was a criticism against the way his administration has handled the fallout from the hazing death of band drum major Robert Champion and other problems that have cropped up during his presidency. After the no confidence vote, Ammons vowed to stay on to resolve the problems, so his decision Wednesday to step down caught even his top-level staff off guard.
It took us by surprise. I learned about it today.
University spokeswoman Sharon Saunders says she learned of Ammons' decision just hours before the school's board was set to meet. And FAMU's number two person in charge, Provost Larry Robinson, says Ammons announced his decision in a very somber meeting.
As Ms. Saunders said, that was our first notification of it. And, you know, the president spent some time talking with us about his contributions to the universities and his wish for the university to continue to be successful.
Later on, FAMU Board of Trustee member Rufus Montgomery called for a quick resolution to Ammons' employment. Montgomery, who has been critical of the president, also suggested that the terms of his contract should be renegotiated.
It only makes sense that we have an open and a transparent discussion about the terms of his exit. This was unexpected. This was unanticipated. This is too big to defer to one person. Every member of this board is an equal, and every member, if they choose to, should be able to weigh in.
But FAMU's attorney Avery Knight told trustees they have very little control over Ammons' resignation or the terms of his departure.
Dr. Ammons may terminate his agreement at any time as president upon a minimum of 90 days prior notice to the Board of Trustees and does not require an acceptance by the board to make it effective.
Ammons' decision to step down comes on the same day as the family of drum major Robert Champion announced a wrongful death lawsuit against the school. During an investigation into hazing in the band program, it was learned that about 100 members of the band weren't enrolled as students. FAMU has also been under criticism for incomplete audits done by its ex-audit director, and the Florida Senate is considering their own investigation into Ammons. In his resignation letter, he says he'll stay on as president until October 11th and then remain at the university as a tenured professor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.